It's presently located at the corner of Poydras and Loyola Avenues in the same building as Orleans Parish Civil District Court and identified by a door simply saying Juvenile Court. But things are about to change, not only the court's address, but also the number of judges that occupy the juvenile court bench. The Orleans Court is one of just four juvenile courts in the state. Presently, there are six judges to handle matters that come before the court, as explained by Judge Mark Daugherty.
The basic function of juvenile court, why it was originally established, criminal proceedings, but in juvenile it's called a delinquency proceeding. A youth who's committed anything from shoplifting to murder. But in addition to that, we also deal with child need of care proceedings. That's the children who have been abused, abandoned, neglected by their parents, the children who are taken away from their parents or relatives, their caretaker, by child protection agencies.
The court's caseload has fallen steadily for years, in part due to the shift of child support cases to civil district court in the 1990s. The post-Katrina years have seen the docket shrink even more, but Judge Daugherty says it appears to be leveling out now.
You know, things are always cyclical. We have both what appear to be delinquency or crime waves, and then things seem to quiet down. Things seem to take on a life of their own. The court simply has to operate and deal with the cases as they come in. There's really no other choice.
But the number of judges, six, handling caseloads averaging half of those of the other juvenile courts in the state, galvanized a movement to reduce the number of judges at Orleans Juvenile Court. And in the spring session of the Louisiana legislature, that effort was successful. A measure shrinking the number of judges to four was passed and signed into law. But eliminating a judgeship cannot happen unless a judge leaves or is removed from the position, which is the case when, at the end of this year, Judge Lawrence Lagarde retires. So come January 1, 2015, the court will have five judges on the bench.
Well, we hope that it will not impact the court negatively in terms of handling the public's business. It will mean dividing up the cases that are presently allotted to Judge Lagarde in Section D and distributing those cases to the other judges and requiring, in order to meet legal timelines under the federal laws for child need of care cases as well as state rules, that we step up to the plate and make sure all of those are complied with and hear the public's business.
Supporters say cutting back on judgeships will save money. According to the Bureau of Governmental Research in their 2013 report, Benchmarking the Bench, the cost per judge, including their staff, comes close to $500,000 annually. So where would that money go?
The law that reduced the number of judgeships for juvenile courts states specifically that all savings to the city must be put into juvenile services, so that the money can't be used to balance the budget or provide for any non-juvenile-related services. So even if there was an effort to do that, the law is pretty clear.
Joshua Perry, who heads the Louisiana Center for Children's Rights, which serves as a public defender for kids who come before the court, can recite a laundry list of needed services.
We don't have the mental health systems that our children deserve, and that needs an investment. We don't have the vocational training opportunities that our children deserve so that every one of them can have real economic opportunity. And that's a place for investment. We don't have the mentoring opportunities for kids in the city that I think all of us wish we had. So, you know, there are a plethora of really good opportunities that we have here to make a real difference in the lives of New Orleans's children. And I really trust that the city is dedicated to doing that with this money that gets reinvested.
And the other adjustment the court faces, moving to a new facility in Gentilly, one that will have more space than the crowded downtown location and where support services can also be housed. It also has just four courtrooms for five judges. Not to worry, says Judge Daugherty.
It'll simply require a couple of judges to double up and share the use of a courtroom.
In this election cycle, four of the juvenile judges, including Judge Daugherty, have been reelected without opposition. Incumbent Judge Yolanda King drew several opponents as she sits out her paid suspension from the bench for allegedly lying about her residence when qualifying to run for the office last year. For 89.9 WWNO and WYES-TV, I'm Marcia Cavanaugh.